Eminem, Lose Yourself on XFM 104.9, and Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant.
Hello there.
But not Carl Pilkington.
No, Carl, no.
He's gone back to Manchester, innit? That is better than London.
Yeah.
You don't know it, you don't know it. Manchester's better than London. Instead, Claire Sturgis.
Claire Sturgis, round of applause for Claire. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, like, yeah,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, the posse's coming there in sort of the camouflage gear, and is that quite trendy? Is that what the kids are wearing?
You know, someone actually mentioned
that
this
morning. Or are you on manoeuvres?
Yeah,
I am, actually, yeah. Yeah, taking time out this morning from what I normally do.
Sure.
I missed the second half, talking like that, of Celebrity Boot Camp.
I don't know what that is. Is it?
The fella from Milli Vanilli.
What, the one that's not dead?
Eh?
No, the one that killed himself,
sure.
Steve.
Okay.
No,
I just want to clarify for people. A lot of people don't realise that one of them is dead.
Right.
I thought it was important to mention it.
Actually, yeah, I didn't know.
I'll be honest with you, I hadn't thought it through.
No.
It was a piece of interesting Milli Vanilli trivia that I had, and I wanted to slip it in.
But it wasn't really trivia, because it was a question. You went, what? The one who's not dead.
What I'm saying, Rick, is I could have found a more tactful way of bringing up the death of one of Milli Vanilli, because I think there's a lot of people out there now upset. Maybe Claire
actually, yeah,
didn't realise.
People who didn't know.
That's quite a shock. I didn't see, I mean, I should have sat people down.
Who died? Vanilli or Milli?
I think it was Milli.
No, oh, it's right, Milli.
Okay. I don't know.
No,
which
but
one.
I didn't know. I'm guessing.
That is
actually, I'm guessing.
What, I'm not confusing Milli Vanilli and Scritti Politti, yeah, because I mean that is a danger.
Oh no, you're thinking of the fellow out of Grandpa Palumpa. He was amazing.
He was amazing. It's a great shame that he
talked about Grandpa Palumpa. They're not around this. Anyway, cool. We've got some great tunes lined up. We're going to play today. Our favourite singles.
It's,
of
well,
the
it's a favourite tune, some of which
tune,
didn't
yeah.
quite make it as singles, maybe, but tunes of the year, because obviously Christmas very soon and we'll be away for a short time. And,
I think next week we'll be doing our favourite Christmas songs of all time.
Yeah, I'm worried we're not going to fill 2 hours with that. I mean, how many times can you play Shakin' Stevens before.
Fairies Out of New York.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the only one, isn't it, really?
That's the best one. That's the best Christmas song.
That one's good,
ever.
But obviously there's Joni Mitchell's The River, that starts with a kind of Christmassy
beautiful,
feel.
Beautiful.
I don't think if there's anything else. Not great deal.
The Waitresses, so Christmas Wrapping.
Is that one?
Is that brilliant?
Mine.
Is that good?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is Christmas, John Lennon. Paul McCartney came out with simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Christmas time, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, but so John's was Happy Christmas War is over.
Yeah.
It, of course it wasn't, but
hey, but I mean, at least he wanted
no,
to be.
No, he was dreaming of it. He was dreaming of it.
Yeah.
I mean, and bless him.
And to show how much
I don't,
he hated
John Lennon's
war.
Dead as well. I don't know if anyone's.
Yeah, no, they do.
Oh, yeah,
know
that's
that.
Just another bit of rock and roll
I like John's protest against war. He stayed in bed for a week.
Yeah.
I've been doing that. I've been protesting against war for ages.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm eating hamburgers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Against war.
Absolutely.
I just got into Burger King on the way here. I went into the counter.
But of course, that's not. I mean, not product placement there. And there's a number of other burger joints that people may wish to go to if they choose.
I'm going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
I'm going to McDonald's. But I went into Burger King because it's close.
It's convenient. It's convenient, but then often McDonald's will be convenient.
Convenient, but McDonald's is just as convenient depending where you are.
Just as convenient depending where you are.
And I said, can I have a cheeseburger and small fries, take away please? And he recognised me. He went, oh, I've seen you on telly enough, won't you? He went, there's your meal. So I went, thanks. He went, he winked and went, I'll put large fries in.
Brilliant.
So it's paying off. At last, true genius is being rewarded
but
by
I just
the burger
to know,
joints.
Because, I mean, there's been a couple of times where I've been with you and, you know, we've gone in a restaurant and someone's given you a free meal or whatever. And it's the way that it's like, you don't ask for it. It's just kind of offered. But I don't know what they're expecting in return.
Nothing.
I mean, do they think that you'll go away and you'll always think fondly of, you know, Chad who works in Burger King?
I just think they think, oh, I don't know. They make,
I'm going to give him a little treat.
Yeah. I know, I don't like it, but then I'm always grateful and I never.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I'm slightly embarrassed.
Did anyone around you hear what had happened?
No.
Because I imagine the resentment, just the whole room
no, they didn't.
You.
I had to go around telling them.
Yeah,
I went, I said, excuse me, did you hear that? He went, no, he just gave me the free thing because I'm on the telly. And I went, I don't recognise. I went, you don't recognise me?
I'm terrified now that, that someone could be listening at Burger King HQ. You know,
and
I'm assuming this is an unorthodox procedure.
And
you
that
know,
little fella's got fired.
But we know, they know it's Leicester Square now because I just mentioned it. So they know which Burger King it is.
Oh my God. I don't know.
What was his name?
Ralph Littleton. He had a, he had a name badge.
Yeah.
Number 342.
Well, I just hope Littleton doesn't get in trouble.
So, what are we going to play
first?
That
could be a sad Christmas for him. He's probably keeping his whole family afloat.
bit of Springsteen.
Well, tunes of the year. I mean, I know people dismiss Springsteen, but as I say, the gig I went to see earlier in the year, I made
Sturgis
it.
Sturgis couldn't believe we were going to play Springsteen.
Brilliant. I just think, you know, leave aside what you think is cool and trendy and the fact that he's older
really?
Now or whatever else.
Really?
Just leave all that behind and just listen to the tunes because, you know, he remains a great musician.
Lonesome Day.
Lonesome Day's current single and it's the first track on the album.
Free chips.
Absolutely.
That's brilliant.
The boss.
Do we care if it's trendy?
I don't care.
We're like Huey Lewis. It's hip to be square,
Steve. That's true. We should play some Huey.
Oh, we can't.
Can
no,
we?
No.
Oh, come on, the power of love.
No.
Oh. It's a curious thing.
Yeah, yeah. it makes one man be. No, it's another man sing. I don't know what's going on there.
It's strange.
Oh, flipping heck.
Yeah.
Springsteen there.
Yeah, no, he's obviously playing again next year sometime.
I bet even trendy people thought, well, yeah, it's alright.
But
yeah.
I mean, I'll tell
you. I bet they wanted to rock. I bet they wanted to drive along a freeway.
Well, I think you've got to be hard pushed to turn over the channel if you're driving and that's playing. Who wouldn't want to be driving a car while that's playing?
Yeah.
Down an open freeway.
We are sounding. I know there's a little bit of irony in it, but we are sounding like Dr. Fox. did you see the final of Fame Academy?
No, I don't watch Fame Academy. I don't.
Foxy got in there. He was in the audience.
Really? No,
yeah, not enough being on Pop Idol. He was in there. And do you know who was sitting next to him
in disguise?
In disguise, he had a little beard and a woolly hat on, looked like a badly drawn boy. Mackenzie Crook.
Really?
And we taped it, yeah, yeah, and I went, it is, and we taped it and he was there. So he's back from America.
Was it obviously a false beard?
No, I think he's-
Is he befriended Foxy?
I don't know.
Are they hanging out together now?
We're gonna see him tonight.
What was he doing in the States then? What was he doing?
He's doing a film, so, right.
In fact, he probably is wearing a beard. He plays, we can't say too much about it, but he's playing a pirate, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we'd make a good pirate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So far he's been cast as a pirate and a ghost. Which seems to make sense.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So, I'll be pumping in for information about Foxy, because, you know, I'm a big fan of Foxy's, you know.
I know.
Both a DJ and a medical man.
I like the way that you got pumping and Foxy in the same sentence.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I'd love to.
Calm down.
Did you just say you're going to see him tonight? Is it Comedy Wars tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the big
do.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going, obviously.
Yeah.
Of course. What are you wearing?
very boring, I'm afraid.
What?
Very traditional tuxedos.
Tuxedos.
We
went shopping together and bought them. It's quite sad. I don't know. I should have said that. Lost a certain degree of rock and roll cool.
It was funny because I went straight in. I went 42 chest, 36, 30 leg. That's fine, right? Steve, I had to stay there looking at Steve trying about 9 jackets so the arms weren't too short.
Yeah.
I suggest at one point go down to London Zoo and see what the gibbons wear. Because it's every single
jackets you see them wear when there's an organ grinder. Now, who's making those?
I'm one of those. Yeah. 6'9".
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Have you got the cummerbunds and things?
Well, this is the thing. My father phoned up. You know, I have conversations with my parents, which are always, they'll phone up and it'd be like, all right, how's it going? What are you having for tea? What are you having for tea? Probably having a lovely, I'll probably have a spaghetti bolognese tonight, Dad. Oh, yeah. What have you had, Dad? Oh, your mother just made a lovely lasagna, Steve. I mean, it literally, that's the conversation. It's like, yeah, every parent, it's just, they're just interested in food. Food that you've eaten, food you're planning to eat, food you've enjoyed in the past, because they just want to know you're eating.
That is genius.
And then, have you got enough vitamin C? Got enough vitamin C tablets? Because I can always send you some. I can buy them myself, Dad. I'll send you some, it's not a problem. No. Dad, I don't need to. So anyway, he says, what have you done? You know, and I'm trying to think, I think to myself, he'll be impressed if I've bought a tuxedo. I say, I bought a tuxedo.
Will he like that, yeah?
He said, you bought a tuxedo, why didn't you rent it? I said, well, it was quite cheap. He went, how cheap? Told him the price. He went, oh, that's not bad, not bad.
Elaine! He just bought a tuxedo! He just bought a tuxedo, Elaine! Yeah?
He said, have you, you got a cummerbund? A cummerbund. I said, do I need a cummerbund? He said, well, you're gonna be dancing?
Like he knows.
Like he's some kind of, like, I don't think the man's ever worn a suit, let alone a tuxedo. What does he know about?
I love your dad.
Gonna be dancing? I just, the idea of him being at some kind of do and, right, Elaine, jacket's off, cummerbund's on, time for a dance.
You know a cummerbund? You wear it over your braces then? Because those things are, because you're not wearing a belt, I assume.
You wear it under the braces, I think.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
Over it, don't you?
Over the belt, but braces is a different thing.
There's no belt.
You're right. It is over the braces.
Sorry, how many people tune to XFM are worrying about the etiquette of cummerbunds?
But this is important because the Comedy Wars, which is going on, it's live tonight.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this, Rick.
I tried on the tuxedo I bought yesterday. I got a new shirt as well. I look like James Bond. I'm not going to lie to you. No, I do look like James Bond. I look exactly like him. It's uncanny. It is uncanny.
Really? Because the bloke in there said you look like a lanky streak of piss and I looked good.
No.
No, he did. Because as you were walking out the shop,
he called me back in and said, you know, that was the show.
That was the show. Because when, the very last time when you were definitely-
He said you looked like Oddjob.
No,
he said you looked like Blofeld.
He said you looked like- You were definitely on the tube. He said you looked like a streaky streak of piss with a stupid gingery blonde hair.
He said you looked like a combination of Blofeld and Oddjob. You look like Blofeld.
He is a lanky twat.
He said, Blofeld.
Richard Ashcroft on XFM 104.9. That's in the top five for me, the singles of the year so far. Well, yeah, we're talking about, what are we talking about? Comedy Awards, your dad, cummerbund.
My father's cummerbund.
I'm sure it is over the braces, I think.
Yeah, well, if anyone knows that, if anyone knows the kind of, rules.
So, are you actually wearing one? Rules. Are you actually wearing
a cummerbund? Well, I asked him, he said no, he said don't bother.
No, don't
but then
bother.
I'm thinking, what if I dance? What? If I do some grooving later.
You shouldn't.
Why not?
Well, I've seen you dance
Don't
before.
Give me that.
No, no.
Don't give me that.
No, 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 wait, 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 wait. It's not that you're not
that
a good dancer.
That dance you did in the office, that's your best dancer.
No, it's not that you're not a bad dancer, it's that, you, I've seen you hit people in the face with your elbow.
So there's always going to be casualties.
Actually,
if someone's busting a good move, it's murder on the dance floor.
I've danced with Steve.
Have you?
At one of indie discos at Uli.
There you are. You've never forgotten.
And he's good. He's
I am pretty good. Yeah,
he is actually.
I think the
right.
only problem is because
you
I'm so
were in
tall.
The bar, but
because I'm
right.
so tall, I do tend to tower like 2 foot above everyone else, and that does make me look slightly
freakish.
You know, I wasn't going to use that word, but I can see where you're coming from. Yeah. So I do feel slightly self-conscious.
Why don't you hold them? Why don't you carry them when you're dancing with them? So they're
well. No, but the thing is because
then you could dance with Jeanette Cranky and still not look
sure.
too weird.
Sure, but
that wouldn't be weird, would it? You holding Jeanette Cranky and dancing with her. Would that be weird?
I think we've all had that fantasy. But what I tend to do is because I'm conscious that everyone is kind of can see me and that I'm sort of, you know, I'm quite visible on the dance floor, what I'll tend to do is maybe dance on any kind of podium that they might have in some of the bigger dance sure. clubs or, you know, any kind of stage. I just get up there, bust some moves.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, you know, I may as well put myself on public display.
Yeah.
Rather than just people think.
Because then you're going, look, I know what I look like.
Yeah,
I'm
I know how great
it.
I look. You know.
Yeah. No, no, no.
No, 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 because it's, you know, what you're, that's your opinion if you don't think it, but that's, again, a lot of jealousy. I mean, a lot of what you say is jealousy.
He went for the normal shirt, I went for the wing collar. I just thought, I might as well.
I do like a wing collar, actually, yeah. What about a proper bow tie?
I went a bit berserk. I even bought, Union Jack cufflinks, because it's the British Comedy Awards.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Who's so
well, more money makes sense. It's peace of mind.
Yeah.
I mean, you're earning so much cash now that you don't know what to do with it, aren't you, really? I mean, you, no, I mean, I don't know what cufflinks. It is you're spending on, but yeah.
I said, how much? I went, I said, not expensive enough.
Exactly.
I said, I'm going to give you an extra tenner.
I got to get rid of it.
Are you talking about, when his dad, said that, and then you told me something that it, I find it amazing.
Oh, well, the thing is, yeah, it's Christmas, obviously, I've got to go back to Bristol. I love seeing my family. Well, yeah, I do. But it means I see my grandparents who are, you know, brilliant people. I mean, lovely people, but mental. I mean, utterly mental. And, they've taken now to, there must be sort of 80 a piece. And it is quite an old age, but they're fairly good health, relatively speaking. And, they just spend their time in bed. I mean, that's all they do, is that's their profession, that's their, they've retired to go to bed. And they spend all their time in bed. I tell you what they're like that old guy, they're like all that old family in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, none of them had got up yeah. for like 25 years.
Yeah.
And they-
you said that they go to bed and they go to sleep, but then when they wake up, what they do is put an extra pillow, so they're slightly more upright, and that's yeah. them in the day
that's
in
their,
bed.
That's right, their, that's their daytime
yeah.
Yeah, thing.
But they get up and cook and stuff.
What they do is, they've got about 6 teeth between them. I mean, my grandmother needs false teeth, but refuses to go and have the old ones extracted and a false tooth fitted. So she's working with about 3 or 4 teeth.
Oh.
My grandfather had false teeth given to him during the war.
Wooden ones?
Well, it was plastic teeth on a wooden pallet, right, that sits at the top of the mouth. He's still got the wooden pallet, but most of the teeth have come off. So there's about 4 teeth left, 4 false teeth. He's got a set of false teeth that make him look like he needs false teeth. I mean, that's pretty bizarre.
Super.
So the problem is that they have to get up, they get up about 7 in the morning to put on, say, you know, some beef or lamb, whichever they're gonna cook. They put it on at 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, so that by the time they eat it at 6 at night, they can use the phrase, this is what a good meal is for my grandparents, if they can use the phrase, oh, that's lovely, you could suck it away. You could suck it away. Who wants that from a roast dinner? You may as well blend it up and serve it as a broth.
I don't want that phrase coming from old people without teeth.
No, indeed.
Because it must remind you of your rent boy days.
Exactly. It brings it all flooding back.
Oh,
you know.
God. Flooding's the word.
Exactly.
Should we play a record before we get really disgusting about your grandparents and
yeah,
blowjob?
Please,
that is the worst thing
we've said the word blowjob far too many times today.
And with, in the same sentence as you, I can't believe.
Anyway.
And it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Don't forget what Christmas is about.
Come on, spare a thought for the underprivileged people.
Yeah.
Steve. Is it Ben Queller? Do you want to play
love a bit Ben Queller. I don't know. Are you a fan?
I love him.
Yeah, well, this is a cracking tune.
Okay.
And, and I think we'll enjoy that.
Slam dunk it.
Why don't we just stop and think about what we've done? I'll tell you, they spend, they do spend so much time in bed that they actually, I'm sure war will have to see. Ben Queller, in
that's
other
fantastic.
Words.
That ending is, oh, God. It's like Ben Fold 5, bit of old out, and that's great.
You had him in session, didn't you, Claire?
Yeah,
did you meet him, or did you? Because he's quite young, isn't he?
He's very young. He came in about 6 months ago to do something for John Kennedy, and I also a session for me, and I've been I repeated it this week as the best of the year sessions, because it was, he did three songs, stunning stuff.
It's just him and the piano, was it, or him and the guitar?
It was just, yeah, it was just him. Yeah. Him with a couple of instruments. Stunning. And also, he did a Dingwalls gig for XFM listeners, and the reaction from the listeners phoning up trying to get tickets was incredible.
Really?
It really has touched a nerve.
Yeah.
Well, like you say, Ricky, I mean, it's really,
that's
you
great.
Know,
well, I just think we were talking, there's a kind of lack of music that sort of seems to be making use of instruments and sort of, and just the sound you can make with a piano and a guitar and drums. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's so invigorating, and you get kind of stuff like, you know, the Streets and whatever else, or, you know, kind of hip hop and stuff. And it, in that, I love the fact that a lot of, pleased to see Miss Dynamite on Top of the Pops last night using a live band. Really kind of, it really made her whole sort of R&B sound really exciting.
Better than the other one. Yeah.
Anyway, that's us being muso.
That's us being terribly muso.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Us being muso
yeah.
for
that's
the year.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Well, we are playing our favourite records.
Well,
we
it's nice to be able to talk sensibly without Carl interrupting with some gibberish. I mean, bless him.
Carl.
Bless him.
I don't see
no, bless him.
He's probably listening on Sky or something.
Yeah, 864, channel 864, or around the world on xfm.co.uk. Get that in.
Is that what you have to do? What do you do today? You just go into the website, do you?
Go into the website, yeah, and click on.
I never get things like that to work on my computer.
Or you can go and check out the webcam, obviously, and see me in my camouflage gear.
Yeah, you won't see
oh,
it, will you?
You won't see me now,
now, so what do you do? Just go into the website, and what does it say? Play live online?
Yeah,
and it just,
listen
and
live.
It's just like listening down the phone line?
Yeah.
I sound like I've come from the 1950s,
yeah, exactly.
Don't I?
You've come from the 19th century. What's this?
I'm not very, oh, I was going to say something then, but I can't.
no. Can we just very quickly, before we move on, because I'm getting very excited about the Comedy Awards. Now, I know what you're wearing.
Right,
and you've got a table with all your mates there. Is Jonathan Ross doing it again?
Yeah, that's why it's my favourite.
And
I hate awards. I do honestly hate them, but
yeah,
this
but
is actually an event because it's Jonathan Ross. It's just...
Well, yeah. I was, because I'm talking to someone about it, and I might mention it, before, but we did an award ceremony. We went to an award ceremony last year, where everything was sponsored by corporate groups, you know, by businesses or by different. It was a kind of everything was sponsored, and I swear to God, the pudding was sponsored by Electrolux.
Yeah,
and I'd never eaten a pudding before sponsored by anyone, and
no.
It was it was a very odd affair. That I thought that was very strange because it seemed
weird.
As though corporate people had paid for a table so that they. So when we came out, someone came on stage and said, "Well, we've got a lovely number, a wonderful collection of celebrities." Is here this evening.
Oh, God,
do you remember
yeah.
that?
And it was, please be upstanding for your chairman, Tom O'Connor.
Yeah.
We were made to give Tom O'Connor
a standing
ovation.
We had to stand up so we could give Tom O'Connor, former presenter of Crosswits, a standing ovation. We're talking about the cream of British TV talent, giving him a stand up. Not that he doesn't deserve it, I'm sure he's a great entertainer. But so I think Sir Cliff was there, wasn't he?
See the back of the stage this week.
I don't want to talk about it, it's too embarrassing.
Why?
Tom O'Connor's on there,
is
thanking Mal Young. The BBC for giving him a part in Doctors.
Yeah.
I love that. He had to take out a whole
page.
Oh, so sweet.
He obviously spent the fee being paid for the show. he's just so pleased to be back on TV.
What, an advert? He said
a whole page thanking the BBC for having him back on TV.
Stop it.
But we're laughing, but it's going to happen to you in about a year's time.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Anyway, I just want to know, bad behaviour. Who do you think's going to behave badly this year? Because
I don't think anyone.
We've had, you know.
Well, we had
Barrymore and Clary. And
Clary, the fisting, and Barrymore throwing his monitor.
That was funny.
Was it? The Hearn, what was she? Oh, she's heckled
that
dead bloke.
There's not really any sort of, there's not really any kind of wayward people at the moment, is there, in showbiz?
Well,
in terms of entertainment comedy. There's no one who sort of seems
but
to have a drink or drugs problem,
I'm worried
sadly.
About Ricky.
Sadly.
I'm worried that, you know, something might take hold. The devil may
I think he's very careful.
He
is a bit careful,
Yeah,
he's so, I mean-
Too tired.
Yeah.
Too tired. Shout and scream.
You have been kind of coughing and wheezing throughout today's show.
Well, I
had a fight, didn't I?
Oh, we should talk about the fight. Yeah, we can't give out the result. We can't give the result out on the fight, but-
No, I've got a cough. I've just got a cough again.
Got a bit of a cough.
I'm scared I'm allergic to something. What if I'm allergic to- I was worried today that-
What if you're allergic to wheat?
Oh no, well that'd be terrible. But I was worried, what if I'm allergic to my cat?
Get rid of it.
Oh no.
Well, well, it seems that easy, but-
Well, it is that easy. throw it out the window. That's how I sort out that. I'm not a trained doctor, but that's how I sort that one out.
I just like to apologise for any,
But they always land on their feet, don't they, cats?
They do, yeah.
It's got 9 lives, so if it lands on a spike, it'll be fine.
Oh, don't. What happened to me?
Because you can't laugh, because you, because of the fight and the ribs.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I have to say, though, that, I remember we were talking on the radio about what Ricky should come out to for the big match. For those that don't realise, Ricky at Christmas, there's a TV show on. Ricky, don't know why, even to this day, why you agreed to do it.
Nor do I.
But, he's doing a celebrity boxing match, fighting, and he was described at the beginning of the fight, Rick, I don't know if you know this, he was described as entrepreneur, Grant Bovey,
husband of Anthea Turner.
I don't know what that means exactly.
Well, he does bits of business, actually.
Businessman.
Sure. Yeah, businessman. Entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But,
what was I described as?
Yeah, you were described as I think fat, funny man?
Oh, right,
he might be something like that, or a comedian and actor. But Ricky came out to, Mama Said Knock You Out by LL Cool J.
Nice. Yeah.
I think, I don't know whose suggestion it was, I think it might be mine, but it was, blinding. And I noticed you were really, they'd almost, I mean, it was ludicrous, really. You came out in the shorts, you had the,
Well, I was acting up.
But they were going,
don't you laugh on my corner. And I think I overdid it, didn't I?
Well, he was kind of prowling around the ring, staring everywhere, you know, staring Bovey out and staring the crowd out.
So embarrassing.
And kind of looking really, but of course he's got this ludicrous beer belly. Do you know what I mean? So it looks like Johnny Vegas is trying to do all the training I was meant to do. Yeah. And Bovis looks quite a sort of athletic guy.
He's ready
so he looks like he could actually be a boxer.
But did you have like the, I'm obviously they're filming it for telly, did you have the production crew saying, right, stop, can you just do that, throw that punch again?
No, it was a real fight. I think people lose fights. I think they're going to see it's a real fight.
And I'll tell you, it's unpleasant. I mean, it's actually an unpleasant thing.
Okay, well, I'll tell you now what Carl said, because Carl was there, and he said to me, I can't do his accent. He went, oh no, it wasn't nice.
No, it was, I have to say, I was really kind of riled up by it. I mean, I've never been to a fight before, and I just was like, come on! I was like, smash his face! I was really shouting, I was just going crazy.
Shouting for me, though, were
you? No, I'm shouting for, yeah, then I was, then I just decided to try and freak everyone, so I was shouting, kiss him, snog him, lick him, ask him out! I was shouting that in a vain attempt to throw someone, and, it was extraordinary. But I tell you, I think you'd be better off, like, if they sort of brought back wrestling.
Wrestling
from the 70s, like Big Daddy and Hayes.
Like Mick McManus.
Yeah, exactly. I think you've got more of the physique for wrestling.
I think I'm too young for wrestling on British television.
They're always about 65.
I think I'm 58. One of them, Les Keller.
Yeah, but the outfits are fun.
Oh, they get a bit too tight, weren't they?
Yeah,
some
and it was
outfits.
Always that kind of shiny whatever preceded Lycra.
I know, with just a little winkle showing.
a little winkle
in their tight shorts.
Why were you looking?
Oh, I've done you.
Oh,
play record.
I've done you. I'm not. Answers, please.
I'm not.
I'm not one of them.
You're not looking at mine now, are you?
Yes.
Of the Red Hot Chili Peppers and they're still going strong.
Oh, indeed. Yes.
That's one of my favourite tunes of the year.
You enjoyed that? Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
these are all mutual. We love them all. We're not annoying each other by putting in songs the other one doesn't like.
We're like
a team today, isn't it? I think that's the Christmas spirit. I don't know what it is.
We've come together. We're sort of unified. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the absence of Carl.
Yeah.
Who often divides us. He often comes between us.
Does he?
Like, yeah,
does
well, I'll tell you what it's like. It's like a child. Like, it's like we're a married couple and he's sort of our autistic child or something, you know, and sometimes it just puts a strain on the marriage, you know, and we all three of us love each other,
you know. But sometimes he does love you guys. I hear him talking about you in the office sometimes, you know. He looks up to you, aspires to you too.
But it's because of, to be honest, the baby Jesus, that we realise that there's beauty in everyone and it's all right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Exactly. He's never had that before.
No.
Well, yeah. I have to say I'm really getting into the Christmas spirit. When I was younger, I didn't really enjoy it. I was quite cynical. I was quite,
you know,
rock and roll. But now I'm sort of, yeah, I walk in a department store and if there's one of the old, you know, chestnuts are roasting on an open fire, which that classic tune, or
oh,
any
I thought
of those,
you were one of those old boys that stand outside the British Museum.
Right,
you mean the tune, yeah.
You know, that one or, how does it go? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Chestnuts roasting Jack Frost, nothing that you know.
But I can't get enough of them. I love it. I'm in a department store, you know, it's frosty outside, you know, it's warm in there.
Have you ever roasted your chestnuts on an open fire?
I have never done that. No,
imagine
I have not done that.
Just backing up to it like that with your little chestnuts hanging out like a bulldog.
What would you be wearing? You'd probably just, I imagine you'd have your dressing gown on, you'd just hoiked it up
just
slightly,
put it
so
up,
your arse was showing.
Pop them down, like, tuck it in like a lovely lady.
Yeah.
So it'd look like a lovely lady from the front, but behind,
yeah,
it looks like a, you know, a real, a bulldog dragging a tree.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And you just pop that, you pop them in the grate.
Yeah, yeah. And you would, because you want to be careful of too much roasting, so I imagine you'd want to just kind of,
like,
ease yourself
them
in slowly.
Like, you toast them.
And if it feels too hot, get out of there. Get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
You know, that's just, if any kids are listening, try that.
No!
What?
No!
Like there's a kid thinking, yeah, I'm gonna roast my chestnuts on an open fire. I don't think there's even a child that's doing that.
I don't want someone to do it and then the parents go, and Steve Merchant's told our children to do it. We're probably probably in trouble
now because of that. Where's the kid gonna find an open fire like those? I mean, it has to be the sort that they, right, they use, those kind of barrels. It can't just be open fire at home, that doesn't count. That's just stupid. If you're gonna do it properly.
Dear. Oh no. We're having such a nice time there.
We've lowered the tone. I'll tell you what'll perk us all up though. Richard Anderson has emailed us.
He's loving the show, is he?
Well, I don't know if you've heard this, Carl. Carl, I've called you Carl.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm Claire, pleased to meet you.
Is it the shaved head or the stupidity?
Yeah. It was the cook sound. Because didn't I call you Arthur or Jack or something last time?
You called me,
I can't remember.
I don't know, but it was quite embarrassing.
Claire, I'll be honest with you, Claire's quite an unmemorable name.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, Dickie Anderson, he's a guy, I'll be honest with you, he's not a big fan of the show. But
is
he's, well, we're getting to winning round. He says, dear Ricky, the more disappointing your show becomes, the more I seem to look forward to it. Now I see your face plastered across London. Is your show some sort of curse put on me by an old gypsy woman I've annoyed? You know, good point, Dickie, but, but Randers, as I call him.
I can't listen now. I know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's tucked him in. He's backing into the fire as we speak, and he wants to roast them till they spit. Oh dear!
Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for it, and Merry Christmas to you, and Happy New Year.
And as you know, you got a lot to look forward to because our first hour is always the best.
That's exactly.
So you're going to be loving it till three, cockers. Oh dear! What should we play?
Well, this is I every so often I get sent a CD by a friend of mine, Harry, who just sorts me out with tunes
that
I may have missed.
That's such a good idea.
It is a great idea,
fantastic.
And this is one that I think it came out this year. It's a Teenage Fan Club, and they teamed up with Jad Fair, and I think it's a mixed bag. The album apparently, but this is one of the good tunes on it. Near to you.
I'm afraid your CD isn't working. Oh, no, it is. No. Oh, it's not me, Steve. Honestly, it keeps
Claire,
stopping.
It looks like it's you.
No, honestly.
You're pressing buttons, you're fiddling with buttons.
No, look, comes back again, look.
Right, you can't play that.
I didn't touch it.
This never happens when Carl's here.
It does.
It does, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'll swap it into another CD machine. Can we play Oasis?
Oh, it's another one of my favourites. The Oasis back on form.
Yeah, I'm not discrediting the tune. I just feel like.
It was a good hour.
It was a good hour of radio and it's just been cheap.
Actually, you're right.
Debased.
It's just gone 2 o'clock and already.
Starting to fall apart.
Well, this
doesn't bode well for the Comedy Awards.
This is a good anthem. This is a good Britpop anthem. Old Noel back on form with the old singer songwriter. And this is Little by Little and Oasis. He's a giant. He's like a giant in it. And he's a giant, and he starts off little and gets bigger.
Little by little, bigger by bigger.
I called it.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes you.
So.
A genius.
Award-winning.
Yeah.
Oasis, Little by Little.
Little by Little. Do you want to explain who you are?
Great tunes. I'm Ricky Gervais.
No, I'm Steve Merchant, and that's Claire Sturgis, it's XFM 104.9.
Yeah. And, what is it on Sky?
Channel 864. But Ricky, people are saying they can't see on the webcam. You just stick a leg up or something, just so they.
Was it just on you? Is it? Oh, because most.
But they can't see me because I'm in camouflage, so it's not a very interesting picture.
I got a wave. There you go.
Yeah.
Does anyone log on online?
I don't know. How does the webcam look? I've not ever seen on a webcam. Is it just kind of, because normally aren't they kind of really sort of, jarring and stuff?
Does it take pictures like a digital camera?
It's every 15 seconds it updates.
Okay.
You get a still picture.
I see. Okay.
Oh, it's still pictures, is it? I didn't realise that.
Yeah. Every 15 seconds, yeah.
So they can't actually see, you know, like if I was to bust some amazing dance moves.
No, they just would just see.
Well, if you did it, if you did it every 15 seconds, like you move, they could then print them off and do like a flicker book.
That would work.
So they could see.
Amazing.
They could see doing windmills and, you know, really
King Tut's.
Yeah, yeah, all that, all yeah, that, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, scissor kick.
I'm running out of steam now, Steve. A bit tired.
Are you?
So I've got 15 minutes to do. So we better think of something to say. Or
well, I genuinely was going to ask you because obviously Christmas is approaching, and I've not even started to think about Christmas gifts.
Oh,
I don't know how you're getting on, Claire.
I never do.
But Claire, you're aware of what Ricky bought his family last year, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, I am, because he told me and I've completely forgotten.
It's extraordinary. It is extraordinary. I mean, how much thought do you, how much thought and planning went into it?
I was pressing time.
Well, how many parents, how many kids were there? How many people were there?
This is it. I've got a big family, okay? Well, not big, but I mean, they've got lots of kids. So, I'm sort of youngest in my siblings, and so they're, you know, they've got kids ranging from like 30 to babies. And, there's about 15 of them, all my-
And you buy them all?
Yeah, I'll try and get them, try and get them all somewhere.
Nice.
So what
is it? Wait.
So, I got a lift down. And I thought, oh, what can I get? I thought, oh, I can't just give them money.
I'll stop you there straight away, if I may.
What?
You notice he's on the way down for Christmas Day.
Oh, right, so he's on the- oh, right!
He's on the way down. This is
no,
when he starts- this
day.
Is when
boxing.
He starts- oh, Boxing Day. So this is when he starts to think about buying them a gift.
Yeah.
On you go.
So, I was getting a lift, and, Matt was giving a lift down, so, just before we got there, I just ran across the road to the 7-Eleven, got 200 quid's worth of scratch cards.
Scratch cards. Scratch cards. Bear in mind, I think you were describing the family then. I noticed, some of them you described as babies.
Well, I mean,
So, children.
Yeah!
You're giving the children the gambling cards.
But that's lovely. They, I give them 10 each, so they could have won thousands of pounds. A lot of them were disappointed when they won nothing, but I said, kids, that's the gamble.
That's the risk you take when you receive a gift from me. But the great thing about getting,
some of them won! Some of them were laughing!
But the great thing about getting kids hooked on gambling as a Christmas gift is it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Throughout your adult life.
It gives and it takes.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I didn't hand them to children, I handed them to the parents.
Right.
They could distribute them as they wanted.
Sure. Sure.
So what are you going to do this year, Ricky?
But how are you going to top that?
Yeah.
300 quid worth of scratch cards. Got a bit of money now, a bit more.
It's the most thoughtless.
And the Office on DVD.
Gift I've ever
I think they might be getting the Office on DVD. Signed.
Signed. So that's already sent it up in value.
Oh dear. I know, that's pretty bad.
So have you seriously considered it this year?
I'm gonna go shopping. I'm gonna go shopping properly. Yeah.
If you want any help, I am the queen.
Didn't you take a small roulette wheel down there, wouldn't you? Genuinely, didn't you buy like a roulette wheel?
No, I had it. That's down there from when I got it when I was about 10.
Oh right.
And sometimes I'm the banker. I always win.
Yeah, of course.
But they've got to learn a lesson. The banker always wins. It's a valuable lesson when they lose money to me.
I like. You should just get on this year and just say basically I went to a casino. I put a £10 chip on for everyone.
Exactly, yeah.
Here's the winnings.
You lost. You won. Yours came in. Yours was a donkey. Love.
But Steve, what about you then? Because I mean, you don't like. Shopping,
well, it's
you?
Not that I don't like shopping, it's that I don't, I've got no ideas. You know, I'm running on empty with my parents. They don't appear, as far as I can make out, they don't appear to have any hobbies.
No. And like
I said before, my grandparents-
You don't like wasting money. I'm not being funny, but you don't like wasting money either, do you?
Well, I don't like wasting money, no. But I like to buy something practical for people. I like something that, which is gonna last, something that's value for money. I don't like novelty gifts.
Yeah.
No, I think novelty gifts are wrong.
I've mentioned to you that my grandparents spend all their time in bed. So there's only so many kind of, you know, sort of bed socks you can buy, you know, and ointment for, you know, bed blisters and so on before, you know,
you
run out of ideas.
What about some of those novelty teeth? Because that, I mean, because that would be, you know, a nice jokey present and they could probably come in useful for chewing the broccoli.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, do you know what would be nice? One of those... No, I'll tell you when. No,
go on.
Those sort of travel pillows. So you know when you're travelling and your head
don't
sort of falls
anywhere.
Down. Like,
no, but they travel from vertical to almost horizontal.
They're sitting up in their bed.
Get
one
on one of them
pillows.
Beds that come up. You're not made of money. What am I talking about?
Like Thora Heard's bed. Thora Heard's bed.
Does her feet ever touch the ground now?
No.
Do you know what I mean, though?
No, it's literally
she goes shopping in one of those little trolleys. She goes straight into her room. She's up the stair lift. She gets lowered into the bath.
Yeah. It's
terrible.
Ludicrous. I just lazy. I mean, I tell you that, but I mean-
Well, there's a whole
But yeah, but that, if you're earning the kind of money that, you know, that Heard is on, well, you know, with her songs
with
of praise and whatever
under the sofa,
exactly.
Money for
she
old
was
rope.
At the Comedy Awards last year, wasn't she?
Well, she, I'll give her an award, she's up the stairs like a greyhound, she can move then.
But so I've got no ideas, absolutely
right.
No ideas.
Okay.
But so any suggestions are welcome, Claire. What are you going to get your family? You've already
well,
this
I know I've well, I obviously listening? Can't tell you because they will be listening.
Right.
but they're all outside at the moment because my family are coming to meet me after the show, and we're going to sort presents then. Because
okay,
outside.
Are there any Office
in Leicester
DVDs?
Square. No,
Office
I haven't.
Books?
No.
Because I should point out that the Office DVD is currently available.
Yeah. Good, I actually did go and buy. I actually went and bought it myself.
You also buy it
and
online.
I am enjoying the scripts, by the way.
Excellent. That's in. I love
Do you
the
know
fact
what
that
I
we're
love?
Authors in the top 10.
Yeah, we're in the top 10 bestseller
no,
list.
No. But to be fair, we're at number 7 in the paperback non-fiction. Now I don't understand how that can be non-fiction.
Yeah.
Because it's the transcript from a made-up
Yeah, it's not a real
show.
Documentary.
Exactly, yeah. But we're beating these poor people.
But we're officially best-selling authors.
I think that's fantastic.
Which is excellent. Which is
my favourite bits. My favourite bits are the emails at the start. They are, I like
well,
them.
I mean, a lot of people don't know what you're talking about, Claire, but of course if they pop down to Waterstones or Boxy Checker, they can sort themselves out there.
Oh,
popular.
Dear.
Nice. I like your style.
Oh,
can we have
no.
some more music now?
Let's
yeah?
have, what playing? So Streets, maybe? I mean, Streets is obviously
brilliant.
One of the albums of the year. And this
Best
is one
album of the year.
This is Weep Becoming Heroes, I think the last single, and Dynamite it is too.
Oh.
Eric Sermon, what's the tune called there?
It's called React. Yeah,
React.
He's got from his debut, no, not his fourth solo album.
Not bad.
I'm enjoying the tunes.
No, absolutely.
I'm enjoying the chat, I'm enjoying the tunes.
Always keeping it real.
I'm enjoying the penultimate show before Christmas.
Last message from Anders, I suspect,
Anders.
For the day. He says, I've just roasted my chestnuts over an open fire. It's a lot more enjoyable than listening to your show.
He's
pretty snappy, is Anders.
Yeah.
You know, he keeps on coming, you know. It's a shame that, you know, that we sort of couldn't sort of maybe meet up with him and try and persuade him that, you know, he should come over to our side rather than, you know.
Come over to the side.
Exactly.
Yeah, come over to the side.
I think we've got him, though, because, I
Do
mean,
you think so?
Yeah, apparently they did this survey in America. People who loved Howard Stern listened to an average of, like, an hour and a half a week, and people who hated him listened 2.5 hours a week.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think he's probably more faithful a listener
yes.
than some of the people that quite like us.
Exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? You've got to listen. I'm the same with some people. I've got to listen to things that I just think are awful. I can't. You know, it's compulsive viewing. You know, I don't care if people listen to us because they hate us or like
no,
us.
No, indeed, as long as they're listening. As long as they're spending money on
the
advertisers.
Other day, yeah, I was on the tube the other day, and obviously there's lots of pictures of you guys, and there's a young couple, and the guy was trying to explain to the girl what you did, and he said, no, you should check them out, they do quite well, actually.
Really?
That's very sweet.
Why was he explaining to her? She just didn't know what was
know.
Happening,
I
or?
I don't know, I sort of, as I walked by them.
Are you leaving out the fact that she went, oh, I hate that bloke?
No, not at all, no, because I would say that, because that would be quite a
He had some Germans
value.
Laughing at him on the tube, because
yes.
he recognised him.
You
don't think of that?
Well, obviously Ricky doesn't travel on the tube anymore. He's too rich for that.
I never did. I always thought it was beneath me.
Sure, but
they used to walk everywhere, didn't
yeah.
you?
But I'm still forced to take the tube, and I sat on the tube, and it pulled up, and outside the window, just happened to be on the station, was one of the posters with us. So I was kind of there, not realizing it was behind me, and these big kind of fat German or maybe Bavarian guys.
Well, they're in Lederhosen eating sausages.
Yes, they were.
They're Bavarian.
Yeah, they were. And I noticed one of them kind of looked at me, then looked at the poster, then looked at me, just happened to see it, and whittered something to his friend in German. You know, I don't want to try and do an impression.
That's freaking goggle eye.
Oh, whoa.
I think that- No, but I know what you're thinking it means, it doesn't mean that.
Right, okay.
It means-
What's a rough translation?
Elegant boy.
Right, okay, yeah. And so anyway,
that's
he pointed
goggle eye.
He pointed out the poster and his
That's
mate,
lanky pissing streak.
And his mate burst into laughter. And then we pulled
up- Well, they've got a great sense of with the Germans,
well,
that's
indeed.
The thing.
We rumbled onto the next station, and the poster was in exactly the same place. And this time they tapped the shoulder of someone else on the train and pointed me out, and that person also laughed.
An Italian? There was a French, was there a bloke with a beret and a little moustache
exactly,
on the other
yeah.
side?
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
the United, did you get on the United Nations Express? Just to, oh, imagine that.
Yeah, it was fake.
Seen a freak. Look at his freaky goggle eye.
Right, whereas, I love the fact that before, you were at least pretending to be speaking German. Now this is an Italian with an accent. It's just the guy speaking perfectly good English.
Same.
You've not even disguised the insult there.
Oh dear. Oh, that'd be lovely.
Try and insult me in other cod languages.
You could bring Europe together if they just, like, instead of Esperanto, there was just one common language. The language
I'll
of freaky
goggle
eye.
I'll tell you what would bring Europe together. It's you, maybe representing England on the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, that would be great.
With a self-penned tune.
Should I do that?
That would be magnificent. It's got to be worth thinking about.
Just about everyone being the same.
Yeah,
like
just about people being equal.
Everyone, not everyone.
and also mentioning the Euro. Yeah.
Yeah. Just doing that. I like all different cheeses.
Oh, je t'aime la musique pop.
Yeah.
La baby belle. Et le cheddar. I'm not fluent French.
Le grand fromage.
Yeah.
I'll be lovely, won't it? And they'll be there, all in their different.
Well, every
uniforms.
Line could be maybe in a different language.
Yeah, and what would I wear? I'd wear sort of like a kilt.
You'd wear a kilt, but you'd also have on your head one of those kind of big, what are they called? Those big furry hats that beef eaters or whatever wear. Or
yeah, one of them.
Is it kind of a busby or
a
something?
Busby.
A busby.
Yeah.
Wear one of those, or maybe a kind of policeman's helmet,
that'd
a Bobby's helmet with the kilt.
Yeah.
You'd have the clogs.
I'd wear the policeman's helmet under the kilt, so they just thought I was really enjoying the show.
Yeah. Good idea.
Hey. Eh?
Excellent. I think we talked for about 3 minutes without having to mention some kind of genitalia.
We should celebrate by playing one of my tunes of the year.
Really? What one is it?
U2 Electrical Storm.
Oh, I know you're a big fan.
Yeah,
I know you're a
good
big
choice.
Fan.
Well done.
Cheers.
Electrical Storm. U2. I think that's my favourite of the year. If I had to pick one. That's great.
Mm.
And I do still feel slightly guilty about dissing them throughout the 90s. But, you know.
Don't feel guilty if you didn't like
them. No. Yeah, I like the 80s stuff, I didn't like the 90s stuff. I'm loving what they're doing in the 90s.
I think you're a bigger man than them, frankly, for being able to admit your past mistakes.
Yeah.
I think you're better than Bono, despite all his charity work.
Yeah.
You're more of a noble figure.
Yeah, stop bothering the Pope, he's busy.
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
Rick, my mother always used to say to me that you should write and thank your aunties and so on for their gifts.
Yeah.
And I feel like we should take a moment out just to thank all the people that have emailed or written into us during the year, because we don't. Basically, we're very lazy men and we never reply.
Well,
really.
I never look.
You never
so
look
you,
at the emails.
You read them and I'll go, anything for me and you go,
I reply very occasionally if
you're
I think
like
it's worth
it. You're like my secretary when it comes. You protect me from, like, people who-
The insults and so
on. Yeah. Are there any insults like that?
Oh, there's plenty. There's plenty, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have to protect him, really?
Oh, God, yeah. There's lots of things I don't tell him. Lots of things I keep from him.
It's not very nice. I thought, I was-
Well, he's just not as popular as he thinks he is.
Oh.
He thinks that when he's, like, dancing around and making funny faces and squawking and making noises and stuff when we're filming, he thinks that everyone thinks that's enjoyable.
Some of what people think I'm quite an annoying little prat, do they?
That's not the word they use, but you're near enough
really?
There. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they didn't say prat, but you're on the right lines.
Okay.
But so, for instance, we've got an email here from Graham. He says, please stop the chat and let's hear some more great ads, as I'm still not sure what mobile phone I should get the wife for Christmas.
Well, maybe this'll help you out.
We're just playing with the webcam.
The webcam's an absolute treat.
That is a lovely picture.
It's a little picture there of Steve on
that's
it.
That's lovely.
Right,
that keep the ladies happy.
That was Feeder.
If I know them.
Great. Yeah, no, that's one of my favourite tracks of the year as well.
Feeder, you've enjoyed
which is what we're doing.
Mm.
God,
mm.
It's gone quickly. It's only quarter of an hour ago.
It has indeed, yes. Carl will be back next week for our kind of Christmas bonanza. I say that, we've got nothing planned. There's no reason why it should
be
a bonanza.
That'll be nice, yeah.
Oh, so we'll play some Christmas tunes and no doubt Carl will have some kind of festive game for us maybe or a festive, some
well,
festive
we're
trivia.
A couple of new games. I mean, he's struggling with Rockbusters, which we've missed this week.
Mm.
Educating Ricky, he thinks there's nothing out there. All he could find was a parrot and a dog in a car wash.
Yeah, you can't find any more interesting
stuff. Still a little bit upset that we told him about intelligent crabs and, babies forcing their way out.
Yeah, we stitched him up last week by telling him some what we claimed were facts.
Oh, because I was out shopping, so I missed it.
Right,
yeah,
you know, he sort of believes
anything that's weird and wonderful. And we just made up this story. So made up, I said, two bodybuilders, I got married and, she had a baby, but after six or seven months, she was in bed asleep and she woke up in terrible agony where the baby, where it had born, a bodybuilder had forced its way out of the vagina and was pulling her along by the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
And intelligent crabs and stuff like this. And he was genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, that they weren't
true. But he came up with a new idea. What I'm gonna do is tell him three things.
Yeah.
One of which is
made up and ludicrous and two incredible facts. And it's called, That's Ricky-diculous.
Brilliant.
So he has to go, number three is Ricky-diculous. It's a winner.
Yeah.
Carl always comes up with the title first. You then have to work the game show out from the title.
Have you started work on That's Ricky-diculous yet?
No, I've thought of a couple of things.
It is great. It's so much fun to say, isn't it? Ricky-diculous.
Yeah, that's Ricky-diculous. Yeah. You're correct. Basically, it's like Call My Bluff, isn't it, really?
It's not unlike Call My Bluff. It's not unlike Bluff.
It's unlike Bluff.
Yeah,
we've had Oasis, Streets, we've had U2, we've had some cracking tunes. Can we get away with playing Nelly?
Hot in here? Yeah. I think it's a cracking tune, I really do. I just think again, you know, I'm not interested in what genre you think it fits into or whether you think it's cool or because kids like it, you're not supposed to like it. It's a good tune.
Well, and I
think
we should try and stick it in.
But before that, Rick, can I just play one track? We did play it much earlier in the year. It's from that album, Son of Evil Reindeer by a band called The Reindeer Section. And this is a cracking little tune. Yeah. I just think it's beautiful and nice to hear it.
Oh, beautiful. Marry it then.
Oh. Nice, isn't it? Very Christmassy.
It makes me want to wish everyone a happy Christmas.
Indeed. Do it.
No.
No, okay. that's called Grand Parade from the album Son of Evil Reindeer by The Reindeer Section. It's a nice tune. It's one of my favourites of the year.
Thanks for the tea, by the way.
Not at all. No, that's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Claire, just big highlights of the year for you as a final roundup. Sort of things have you enjoyed this year? I mean, musically maybe, or maybe stuff you've, you know.
I've enjoyed that band, The Music.
Okay.
And The Rapture.
Sure.
And the Electric Six. Remember last time I sat in for Carl, we played Danger High Voltage.
Yeah.
One of the first times.
That was the first time I'd heard it.
We're playing it every hour.
Yeah, because you're sort of a pioneer, aren't you, musically on XFM? You're one of the people who keeps it pretty raw.
The early days of Idlewild. Ricky, do you remember the early days of Idlewild?
I take that back as well. Teasing you about them playing the Pindar and Wakefield stuff. That latest single I love, and the video's great as well.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Idlewild now.
So yeah, it's been a good year. I haven't been out to many gigs, obviously, because I do the evening show, but you know, all the sessions, which I'm doing the best of next week, quick plug for the show next week, best of the sessions. So yeah, it's been a good year.
Low points, what are those?
Low points.
Do you know what mine are?
What?
Poverty and war and everything.
Oh, I always hate it.
No, you know, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
No, you were going to say.
I was going to say.
No, you were going to say the streets or something, and and you didn't care about all the people dying, so don't try and do
I'm thinking specifically.
You're nasty, you like that. You like poverty. Oh, you like poverty in Salvation. Play a record,
that's interesting. That's interesting.
What a
near Christmas time.
What a horrible.
You hope kids go lame?
You're
terrible. That's terrible thing, man. Nelly, hot
cheeky
in here.
Little bit of Nelly there on XFM 104.9. We don't care. Springsteen and Nelly. You don't get that on XFM, do you? Usually,
no, indeed.
We don't live by the rules, do we?
Absolutely. I was as I was listening to you then talk.
You got bored?
No. It reminded me of an email that someone sent in saying that they listen online, but because of however slow their computer is or whatever, it kind of stutters all the way through.
You've got to point out that is the way I talk.
No, but they said it only happens when you talk. And I think they've correctly identified that it's not the computer at fault.
Well, that's why I wasn't worried about doing this boxing match, because I've definitely lost my looks, and I already slur.
Yes.
So there was really no danger of any damage.
No, exactly. Yeah, you do sound punch drunk constantly.
Exactly,
yeah. That's just part of your charm.
Well, listen, that's been a lovely 2 hours for me. I've enjoyed it. Yeah. The listeners have enjoyed it. You've enjoyed it. I hope Sturgis has enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it, yeah.
Well, I didn't really care if you don't butt in when I'm talking to Steve.
You're here to press the buttons,
we're going to play now a Christmas song for the lovely Christmas ladies.
I don't say it's so much Christmassy, but it's one of the tunes I heard this year that really stuck out for me.
Thing, so.
Well, you're a fool. You've embarrassed yourself. You've just shown up that there's no planning. This is I was given away on a free CD on the cover of a magazine. I just think it's brilliant. It's a Lamb Chop, who are an excellent band always, doing a cover of an obscure Rolling Stones tune.
And I'll say
Backstreet
a bloody good meal as well.
True enough. So we'll leave them with this. It's Backstreet Girl, Lamb Chop, and see you next week for our final
Lamb
festive
Chop.
Show. Yeah, thanks very much. Embarrassing. It's something embarrassing, thank you.
I don't want you to be